We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk. As the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Introducing tonight's Boston Bruins Santa Captain, Lyndon Myers.
On WAAF.
All right. Today's Hill Mail voicemail messages are brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Reach out to them now and find out about their Beat the Heat summer program. You are going to save 10% off a brand new metal roof. EastCoastMetalRoofing.com is where you go. That's EastCoastMetalRoofing.com. And now, here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages you have left for us over the previous 24 hours.
Wednesday, 8:07 a.m.
Then Gregory, Ben Cumberbatch here again. Sorry to call so often, but I must say, Massachusetts is a state full of pussies. Have on fun. Go Trump. Go Trump. Get rid of these Democratic pussies. Oh, let's give it all away. You've worked hard for it. We'll take it from you and give it to the crackheads. Right? They need new pajama pants to go shopping at Walmart. Not that I've ever been there. Well, once or twice with Miss Chu. She loves that place, right?
End of message.
I assume that Cumberbatch is alluding to the millionaire's tax.
Right.
Which they say is close to being passed here, potentially by our legislature in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts.
You know, normally I'm all for taxing the rich.
Yes.
But there was a line in there specifically guaranteeing the money going to education and infrastructure, and that was voted out.
Yes.
And so I'm like, oh, really? No.
Yes.
No, take it back.
So are you saying that you would stand in opposition to the millionaire's tax?
If that line taken out, yes, I stand in opposition to it now.
Okay.
Yeah. If they put it back in, I'll be all for it.
What if it were going to specifically to the MBTA and we were going to tax those who have been these fat cat one percenters?
Yes.
Who have been successful, and we're going to tax them based on their success. We're just going to absolutely tie him down and penetrate him with a millionaire's tax.
Sure.
You'd be in favor of that.
Right. It's either that or that money going to where? The Cayman Islands? Somewhere like that. Well, Switzerland.
And, yeah, right. I think
some of the some of these millionaires, these fat cat rich people, sometimes they give a good portion of that money to charity. They might not do that anymore. Mm. If they get the millionaire's tax.
They write that off too, right?
Or they may just move out of the state.
Hmm.
I mean, they may move out of the state and take their businesses with them.
Oh boy.
Can you imagine that?
Wednesday, 8:19 p.m.
Am I just drunk or that stoned? Why the hell is Charles Barkley commenting on hockey? Wait, he's not talking about hockey. He's talking about basketball. Go to your own sport, jackass.
End of message.
What are you talking about?
Wow.
Charles is a huge hockey fan. He played in Philly his whole career.
He was
a huge Flyers fan.
Well, he had the back and forth going with Marsh during the playoffs. So
yeah.
I expect that he took the tickets that were supposed to be for me last night. And that's fine. If Donnie wants to do that, that's fine. I'm okay with that. I love Donnie Sweeney.
Wednesday, 9:42 p.m.
Let's go, Red Sox.
End of message.
No. Don't be depressed. LB wants to hang a Game 7 runner-up banner up at the Garden tomorrow.
Okay.
Hey, kid.
It just goes to show you're not a hockey fan.
No. I'm not a fan at all.
No. How many divisional championship banners hang in the roof of the Garden? Which means
many.
You win your division and then lose to the Montreal Canadiens
right.
for 26 years in
right.
a row. But there's banners for being the divisional champ up there.
Right. So you would like to hang a banner for making it to the Stanley Cup final?
No.
We made it.
No, no, no. I'm just, I think it's completely disrespectful, and you're a pink hat, that you wake up this morning after your team loses in the Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals and rip people. I think it's disrespectful.
It's disrespectful?
And it just shows that you're not a hockey, you're not a sports fan. I don't care if it's the Bruins or the Red Sox or anything. The Red Sox lose Game 7 of the World Series on a home run in the ninth inning, and you're gonna take a dump on the season.
So basically, no one can ever say anything negative about your beloved Boston Bruins.
I've already been there, Hill Dog. I think it's completely disgusting and disrespectful and pink hat sports fanish to disrespect a team that loses in Game 7 of the league title championship series.
Well,
whether it's the Red Sox, the Celtics, the Patriots. So the Patriots losing in the Super Bowl, Tom Brady sucks, and Bob Kraft is a lousy owner, and you're running around telling everybody.
If it was 28-3 in the Super Bowl, yes. If last night's score was 3-2, I would be singing a different tune. But they were never in it last night, in my humble opinion.
Okay, so you missed the second period, did you?
I saw the second period.
Yeah, okay.
Did they score 4 goals in the second period?
No, but were they all over the St. Louis Blues, and did the St. Louis Blues play amazing defense?
Does anybody over there care? Anybody on that team?
But I get where you're at.
Do they care that I have to have my body?
Unless you get free tickets.
Enough
with your attitude about you're so passionate about the Bruins.
I hate that you didn't play last night. You know that, right?
No, it's not an attack on you. Neither did you. So what are you so up everybody's ass about losing?
I hate to tell you, but people have the right to comment on the hockey team that plays in our city.
But he didn't even go to the playoffs until the finals.
What?
Then you got your free
tickets. I went to every game, dong dong. You weren't working. You were not available to work during the time that I was going to every game.
Because you got paid to go there. You got paid to go drink. And you got free tickets in my alumni box or some sky box owned by a vodka company.
What?
Yeah, you're a diehard.
Jeez, I got paid.
You're a diehard.
Do you think, did I somehow miss the opportunity to get paid to go to Bruins games? I would be all over that.
I'd make a phone call.
Wednesday, 9:44 p.m.
What do the Bruins and LB about a month ago have in common? Neither one of them showed up to work.
End of message.
Hey, that's kind of mean, guy. That's disrespectful.
Wednesday, 9:58 p.m.
Scott, yes, you're the most hated man on the Hillman Morning Show. You're right. 4-1. You suck. Go Bruins. I love you. We'll see you next season.
End of message.
There's a good attitude. See you in October. See you in October, guys.
Training camps in September.
See you in October, guys.
Wednesday, 10:10 p.m.
Hi, Mr. Hill. Yes, we're calling to confirm your hair removal appointment. So where should we start? The arms, the back, the neck, the shoulders, the legs, top of the feet, those tiny little hands, maybe your eyebrows, ears, nose hairs. You know, I mean, this could cost a couple of dollars here. Thanks, Hill.
End of message. Wednesday, 10:15 p.m.
B-R-U-I-choke, B-R-U-I-choke, and Bruin wins. What's their name-o?
End of message.
Yeah, they choked.
another disrespectful comment.
Yeah, they choked in Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals. Right. Yeah.
I mean, these people are losers.
These
people are so disrespectful. Imagine if one of the fellas were to hear this. Like if they accidentally turned on the radio and they heard people criticizing them. Imagine how upset they would be. It's very disrespectful.
Wednesday, 10:50 p.m.
To use 2 K's and 2 cups against them. Hey, let's go, Pats.
End of message.
Let's go, Pats.
Wednesday, 11:21 p.m.
Yeah, I'd like a rando ding for our boys in black and gold. And a thanks for a great season before all the rest of the naysayers can pick them apart. LB, you're the berries. Have a good day, gentlemen.
End of message.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's an there attitude. It is.
Rando ding for the
there's
Bruins.
There's a glasses still full attitude.
Rando ding for our second place hockey team.
Craig's attitude is that the glass is broken.
4:08 a.m.
All right, Greg. Just give me 30 seconds here. All right, No, Mom, I'm fine. Leave me alone. I told you to leave me alone. All right, 15 seconds. I still got 15 seconds, Greg. The Bruins are going to do better next year.
End of message. 5:13 a.m.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
I bet you feel like a bunch of knobs going all the way into the city to watch the Bruins lose, kid. Yeah, you should have stayed at home and Googled it, kid.
End of message. 5:36 a.m.
Okay, so the Bruins didn't win. We can all still look forward to next Friday in Ernie Box Bikini Blast. Woohoo!
End of message.
That's a good call.
Mm-hmm. Ernie is a renowned athlete in one particular sport. In fact, he did it competitively. And he told me yesterday that tomorrow he's going to come on and challenge the listeners with a big cash prize if they can beat him in the sport that he played it in high school.
Okay.
And if they can beat him at this year's Miss Bikini Pageant, which is happening on the 21st of June at the grand estate of our benefactor, Ernie Bach Jr., then they will win cash.
Huh. But that's cool.
He's pretty confident that nobody will be able to beat him. And I've seen him do this sport, and he's a savage.
Really?
Absolute savage. Hmm.
5:41 a.m.
Tuukka Rask, or like Boo Karask.
End of message.
No. Don't say that. Tuukka's family might be listening, and it's disrespectful.
Oh, God.
Wow, when you see him, you can tell him.
I'll tell him.
Tell him to his face he sucks.
How about you want me to text him right now?
Yeah, text him. So right. Just text him, Tuukka.
Hey, you suck.
You're a stiff. You're no, a sieve.
Not a sieve.
And you
he's
suck.
Not a, he's not a sieve. He played amazing hockey. I don't. That last night is not really on Tuukka. It's not on Big Z. Big Z was a plus 12 going into that game last night, playing with a broken jaw. It's not on him. It's on others who were not up for that game.
5:59 a.m.
Greg, Mr. Nostradamus, you nailed it. Binnington was completely shot after getting yanked in Game 3. But don't worry, TB12 will be out there waving the flag in Game 8.
End of message.
When is Game 8? We have to wait another 4 days for Game 8.
We wish it was tomorrow.
I know. They should turn this thing into a 10 to 12 game series. Give the Bruins a better chance.
6 a.m.
Good morning crew and fans. Listen, guys, take the hook out, all right? The Bruins still got to the finals. Or, you know, you could be like me, where my team never does anything productive with their careers. So just be happy that at least the Bruins got there, all right? Derek the Steelers fan, out.
End of message.
Was that an attempted impersonation of Derek the Steelers fan?
Yeah, very bad. Work on it, guy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.